It's a good TV season for strong, complicated women, at least on cable. The season premiere of Kira Sedgwick's The Closer on TNT last month attracted more viewers than any scripted show in that network's history. Tonight, after an episode of The Closer, TNT unveils another drama with a strong female lead, Saving Grace, starring Holly Hunter as a troubled detective. And tomorrow night, another cable network, FX, presents Glenn Close in a new drama series playing a powerful and ruthless attorney. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
It's becoming more and more of an open secret that for women, especially those too mature for the cover of Maxim magazine, some of the best and most challenging roles in Hollywood these days are to be found on TV. And as the broadcast networks waste more of their time and money, especially during the summer, on mindless reality shows, cable TV is the new place to be. Glenn Close stuck her toe in the water last year, joining the FX drama The Shield for one season as the latest boss of rogue cop Vic Mackey. She was wonderful, and clearly had a wonderful time, for now she's signed up as a series lead. So has Holly Hunter, whose TV roots go as far back as the 1989 telemovie Roe vs. Wade. In Saving Grace, Hunter plays Grace, an Oklahoma City detective whose life is a mess. Series creator Nancy Miller counts on Hunter's likability to keep us involved and sympathetic, even as the opening episode quickly piles on one vice after another. Grace smokes. She drinks. She burps. She has aggressive, passionate, unemotional sex with a married man. Oh, and a little later on, she drives drunk, runs into a pedestrian, and kills him. Even for a cable drama out to shock, that last one is going too far. It turns out it is too far. It's a dream, or a vision, or a warning. Something that comes to Grace, she discovers, courtesy of a divine intermediary. That's where Leon Rippey, a familiar face from Deadwood, comes in. He plays Earl, a smirking, mocking, tobacco-chewing angel. Yes, Saving Grace is another of those guidance from beyond dramas. It's a lot better than Touched by an Angel, and close to, though not yet as good as, Joan of Arcadia. God visited Joan personally in that series, in the guise of many different people. In Saving Grace, God sends Earl, who speaks to Grace, but doesn't always give her a straight answer.
If there's a God, tell him to bring it on. I got some questions for him.
Let me guess. You won't know why there's evil, betrayal, tragedy, and death.
Basically, yeah.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Well, then tell me how it works. Angels, heaven, God, death, whole deal. Explain it to me. Heaven first.
Well, the whole pearly gates thing's more like an opening in the clouds. With this gospel choir of angels singing you into glory. No throne. God sits on a monster Harley. Whenever you hear it thunder, he's starting that baby up.
Well, you, Earl.
Well, wait, look, I'm sorry. It's just you guys always ask the same questions. I'll give you the answers. There's no room for faith.
You have to have faith to hope Saving Grace is leading somewhere worthwhile. It's interesting that Grace brings physical evidence of the angel to a forensic scientist, played by Laura San Giacomo. But so far, it's not at all credible what she or Grace does with that information. Over on damages, there's a lot less required in the area of suspension of disbelief. Glenn Close plays Patty Hughes, a lawyer who's so tough and devious and maybe even unscrupulous, she's like a female J.R. Ewing with a law degree. When you're opposing her in court or negotiating for a settlement, she's as formidable as they come. And even when you're on her side, working with her, she's just as hard-edged and just as cold. A young, talented actress named Rose Byrne co-stars as Ellen, a hotshot new lawyer who is recruited by Patty, kind of the way Tom Cruise was hired and steamrollered in the movie The Firm. At first, it appears that Patty may look upon Ellen with a kind of maternal instinct, until Patty reveals, with typical iciness, her true feelings about being a mom.
Do yourself a favor, Ellen. Don't have kids. I read an interview once with a Nobel Prize winner, a physicist, genius, married 6 times. He said, don't have kids. Ruins your ambition, keeps you from what you want in life. He said to have wives instead. You can leave wives. You can't leave your own kids.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
My son came out of me perfectly healthy. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Everything works. I've managed to keep him alive for 17 years, but I am not a good mother.
I'm sure you are.
Kids are like clients. They want all of you, all the time.
Both the acting and the writing on Damages managed to be delightfully surprising. The leading ladies are excellent, and the show starts off with a host of strong recurring players. These include Tate Donovan as Patty's right-hand man, and Ted Danson as one of her wealthy, arrogant courtroom targets. Glenn Close and Ted Danson worked together on a fabulous TV movie, Something About Amelia, 23 years ago. A generation later, they're teaming up again, and once again, going where the best work is. This summer, it's cable. The creators of Damages, Todd and Glenn Kessler and Daniel Zellman, surprised me several times in the series pilot. They took the plot and the characters places I wasn't expecting them to go. I'm very grateful for that. Being surprised by a scripted TV drama these days is a rare treat, so Damages qualifies as one too. Meanwhile, over on the broadcast networks, even finding a scripted TV drama is a rarity. Basically, I've taken the summer off from broadcast TV, because basically, broadcast TV has done the same thing.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. We're podcasting now. You can download our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.